Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Why you give me the gas?
I dare you. How dare you, Alan? We should not be sitting down when we come into the show. All rise, Alan.
All right.
You of all people.
Making me stand up. The cameras won't be all. Oh, they're panning up. Look at the camera.
All rise.
Okay. All rise indeed. It was done.
He did it.
It happened last night.
You believe in miracles?
Oh, well, no. It's not a miracle.
Too much.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's probably all right. It was not a miracle. It was,
listen, we didn't
know. It was a moment we had to expect.
We didn't know if Lactavia's, like, curse was too powerful for a judge in effort.
Now we all know it was Lactavius' fault.
Yep.
This whole thing is on him. The minute he gets away from him, what does he do?
Yep.
There it goes.
See ya. He had to leave the country to get the stench off of Lactavius.
That's what it took. It took a couple of days, too. It took a couple of days, but it finally happened. Do we have the call, guys, by the way, from Michael Kay on the Yes Network?
We're all trying to figure out.
We just got it. You guys want to play it for me? Because I want to listen to it in all its glory.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history. And now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs. The most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
How great is that call, by the way? Right, just right on point. And for people who might not know, he actually echoed Phil Rizzuto's call of Maris's home run. It's almost like the same thing, except, of course,
right.
Scooter did, holy cow! And he obviously Michael Kay did his, there it goes, see ya. Yeah. But it was like kind of on the same It mirrored it, which I thought was a cool little touch that maybe a lot of people don't know that, but that's what happened there because it was 61. Now, it's not the record. It's tying the record.
Yes.
I think Kay's got something in the bag for 62, though.
Now, do they stop it now? Like, are everybody satisfied? Is the pressure off of Judge? Because
I was going to ask you that question.
I know.
As the athlete, I was going to ask you that question. Would you feel exhale, or do you feel like I still got to get 62? Because 61 just ties it. I want to get the record. I got one more to get.
But I feel like the pressure is because, like, if you get to 60 and you don't even, like, because now it's not even, you're not even mentioned in the record books, right? You're not even there with 60. You needed 61 to be put in the same breath. Like, hey, they're tied.
Yes.
At least you're there.
You at least hold a share of the Yankee record.
You're immortalized forever.
Right.
62, Roger, hold my beer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one of those where
exactly.
So, yeah.
And you can see it in his face. You can see the pressure off of him when he was in the bullpen and he was talking to his guys, the smile on his face was priceless.
It was great to see his mom there, of course, as well, following through this whole thing. And for Aaron Judge hitting number 61 in a Yankee uniform, what it means to him.
I didn't realize the babe
was an incredible honor, and getting a chance to be, associated with one of the Yankee greats, one of baseball's greats, be enshrined with him forever is, it's, words can't describe it, and that's one thing that's so special about the Yankees organization is all the guys that came before us and kind of paved the way and, played the game the right way, did the things the right way, did a lot of great things in this game, and getting a chance to be, mentioned with those guys now is, I can't even describe it. It's incredible honor, that's for sure.
Pay this man his money.
Yeah, I was saying, like, all the people that he mentioned that did all that, they got their money. Babe might have got paid in hot dogs, but he got paid. He got compensated. What I was saying before I rudely stepped over your call.
No.
Was I didn't realize that Babe went for 59 and then 60. the next year.
Well, how about the fact that he went from 24 to 59?
Yeah, he was on some LT.
But that's a little different. Right. There it is. ESPN Plus puts it up right on cue. 1919, Babe Ruth hit 29 home runs. In 1920, he had 54. Yeah. And no one thought anything of it.
Nobody wanted to talk about that, right? We ain't going to say that.
And nobody said it. But then in 1921, he went from 54 to 59. And then 6 years later, in 1927, of course, that great Yankee team, Murderers Row and all that, he hit 60.
Yeah, ain't nobody going
to
say nothing.
And that stood the test of time all the way to 1961 when Roger Maris eclipsed him with 61. And then 61 years later, Aaron Judge ties it. Yes?
No, I was trying to do the math.
Oh, you were trying to do the math?
I was trying to do the difference between, almost 34 years. And then, yeah, my math was all messed up. You wouldn't know I had an economics degree.
Yeah, I would.
Stay in economics.
Because your economics degree is going to help you figure out how much you would pay Aaron Judge.
Oh, yeah.
Because, seriously, you got to pay that man his money.
We've always, that's what it is now. Athletes betting on themselves, man. At the end of the year, him and Lamar Jackson should go on a cruise and talk to people who's up a contract.
Right.
This
is how you do it.
It's something magical that happens.
Well, you tell you what. First of all, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm not even including the people, bringing the people into the conversation. Of course, we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve, because we want to hear from you. Yesterday, and we've gotten some calls from some people around the country that felt like this is too much. This is too much.
But now
it's
over.
Breaking into games. I don't think it's over. There's still one more for the record.
Oh.
I think if you get 62, then you stop. But again, it was a moment. It was a cool moment, and we'd love to get reaction and feelings and all that other stuff. But I need your reaction to this one.
Yeah,
because this is Roger Maris Jr. was also following around. He was hanging around, just being there, being present.
Judas.
And
how dare you?
And so he's there, and he and Judge's mom had a nice warm moment when the home run happened. And listen to what Roger Maris Jr. has to say about Judge getting to 61 and its comparison to history.
Well, I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way. And, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Pump your brakes, Junior.
No, that's his.
Pump your brakes,
first of all,
Junior.
You can tell he's been waiting to say this.
Yeah, pump your brakes, Junior. Pump your brakes. Like, the record is the record. Like, let's not go back. Like, that whole Babe thing is a bit surprising to me that the Babe jumped up.
I don't.
30.
Don't.
Let's go zoom the Babe up and let's see what he was in his system. As he had that clear.
It was moonshine and rocket fuel.
Yeah, exactly. He had that LT in him. He was taking that, sniffing that shinola and
They didn't do anything about performance enhancement. And there was other enhancement, but it wasn't performance enhancement.
Yeah, some of that Pepe Le Pew up in him.
It was whatever, but
yeah, some of that blue magic up in him.
But for Maris to say that,
his dad. But come on, man, I understand where you're coming from, but stop it. It's nuanced. It's not black and white. This discussion about should Barry Bonds' record matter, should Sammy Sosa's record matter, it's nuanced. Don't make it like it's so black and white, because we don't know what his dad took. We don't know what assistance he had. We don't know. They didn't care. They didn't test. I mean, you talk about those times, man, that was the height of the Soviet Union and all their steroid scandals. Don't tell me we don't know.
It was 1961?
Bro.
Sputnik was 1957. When
did Jesse Owens go against the Germans?
That was in the 40s.
Yeah, so performance enhancers, trust me, was there.
Well, that was all right, but that wasn't Russian. Whatever.
You know what I mean, Alex.
I think I know where you're going, but
I'm saying we don't know because we didn't care.
Yeah.
So just because we didn't assume what athletes were putting in their bodies back then, something that was an advantage.
That was a debate.
Whether it was amphetamines, greenies, whatever, stimulants, whatever. So we just started paying attention because we got more sophisticated, because people got what? People got caught.
Yeah, they got
people didn't get caught, and people started dying.
Well, media was more aware of it too,
right?
Way more aware, because I do remember that. I remember interviews with Mark McGwire where there's creatine and Andro behind him.
Androstenedione wasn't banned.
I know that. None of it was banned at that time, but no one understood. It was just, wow, these guys, suddenly baseball players feel like working out. That's all that was.
I tell people all the time, if I would have knew what Deer Antler did when the dude came to the Ravens facility and gave everybody Deer Antler. Deer Antler, because an antler only grows during certain times, so it's like a growth hormone.
Yes.
If I would have known, I would have took it. They gave it to me. It was in my locker.
You didn't.
But I'm not a pill person. I never really took creatine or protein or none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have known what it did, I would have sucked them down like lollipops.
If you knew it could help
you.
That's
why I'm laughing when Ray was like, what's that? Like, Ray, come on, man. We all had the deer antler, babe.
Well, it's an interesting thing for him to say. But I also think that it's not going to – I don't think it changes anyone's opinion. Like, we had a call yesterday who didn't realize that this wasn't the record.
Yeah.
Like, remember the guy from Kentucky?
Yeah.
When he said, like, oh, until you said it wasn't the major league record, I didn't know. There's such a hype about it. But it's not – they're never going to change the number. But I wonder if there is this feeling that now if Aaron Judge gets to 62, will there be this faction of baseball fans – who say that's the real record. You know how like the asterisk on 61 has always been there? Will there be an asterisk on 62? Or have we grown past that all these years later? After Barry Bonds hit 73, there was so much talk about it. That's not the real record. But all these years later, everything we've learned and all the things we know, are we past it? Or will that be a thing if Judge hits one more?
I'm so happy my sport don't have to put up with this crap. You get popped.
It's hilarious.
You take your time.
So different,
and nobody cares.
The mentality is so
different. Like, come on, man. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
You still got to go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of guys that should be playing in the NFL this weekend that ain't playing because they probably doing something that they ain't supposed to be doing, and that's the price you pay.
Mm. Well, I'm
curious.
No, what I'm saying is I'm curious how people feel about that. Are we past it at this point all these years later, almost 20 years later? Like, you know what?
You don't want to open up that box, man.
Like, let's just move on. Or will there be people that say, you know, no, Judge is the guy. This is the thing. So, I'm telling you, there will be people, just like what Maris said, what Maris Jr. said there about, you know, Judge is clean.
Okay.
You know, all that stuff. Like,
that's so.
That's that sport, man.
You don't want to open up Pandora's box. Because then you open it up for everybody.
Let's open it up.
Then people going to say, well, what if Satchel Paige and Gibson would have been allowed to play with those people?
That's
like, you don't want to do that.
That's right.
Because, what you know what I'm saying? We can't open up that box
because that
box is complicated.
That's why with Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth and all those guys did.
Yes.
It's nice.
It was one of the best athletes out there.
But it was
one of the best baseball players playing.
I agree. But where we are now, everybody was playing when Bonds hit 73. Everybody's playing now. How do people feel about it? That's what I just want to know. All right, we got your calls coming up, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of football to get to as week four begins tonight, Bart Scott.
Yes!
You guys
had a
great debate today on Get Up about a certain player that everybody's excited about, and you and several other former athletes said, pump your brakes.
Meh.
We got to get into that. But first, Bart's got to tell us about Body Armor.
Body Armor. Oh,
no, maybe, not Body
maybe,
Armor.
Maybe no. We're going to go O'Reilly, man.
Oh, it's O'Reilly. It is O'Reilly.
Yes. Listen.
Lactavius!
It's that time of year, too, where you got to make sure your blades are right. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace those wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find the right wiper blades for your vehicle. Wiper blades.
That wascally wabbit.
Guess what? You can go holler at them out because I know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What?
You're pretty boy.
What,
you know what I'm saying?
They'll
even install your wiper blades for you free of charge. But please tip. That would be disrespectful.
Of course. They do that for you. You
hit the music. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
We lost Coolio.
We lost him, man. Yeah, it's tough, man. Like, we losing all our great influences in hip hop.
Apparently, he visited a friend.
And had a heart attack in the bathroom.
Went to the bathroom, and they didn't come out for a while, and they were worried about him. There was nothing health wise that anybody said was going on.
Well, they said that he was dealing with some health issues.
He was
like, you know, we don't know what they were, but you know, in listening this morning, They say he dealt some health
more,
issues.
More is coming out
then. 59 years old, man.
Yeah, that's young.
It's still young, man. It's still so much to contribute. I mean, he was one of the most charismatic personalities. You know, for all the young people out there who don't really know kind of like who he's kind of like, imagine for the people that's not too old, ODB, right? But, you know, he was real fun.
Old Dirty?
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. straight Cali guy, typical Cali guy. You know, free spirit. And or right now, I think you would talk about Lil Uzi Vert, right? He marched to the beat of his own drum. Mm-hmm, did things a little different. It was fun. He was fun inside of hip-hop despite, you know, the depressing song Gangster's Paradise. Fantastic voyage. One of my favorite
fun
ones.
Song.
You put that thing on at any wedding, it's going to be a show.
Yeah. People have to understand, too, that in the mid to late 90s, he suddenly just emerged as – like, talk about transcendent.
Yeah, straight West Coast.
At a time too, when hip-hop was going into another
phase,
area.
Coming from gangster rap.
Right, and there was a lot of, you know, West, East, different styles, and it was creeping into top 40 radio.
Yeah.
This song hit, and it was, again, everybody. It crossed all boundaries. Everybody got into that song, Gangsta's Paradise. There was just something about it, and then, of course, the movie.
And then Weird Al even made a spoof of it.
Yeah, Amish Paradise?
Amish Paradise.
That's right, he did. But then Fantastic Voyage, and it was what was the – he had a third hit.
Yeah, Fantastic Voyage was my favorite. Right. We coming back to Fantastic Voyage when we come back.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? One, two, three,
oh,
four,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that also was a pretty –
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
No?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
You know, listen, I don't know the names of songs. You know what I mean? Most of my stuff was on bootleg, so I didn't actually have what the names of the songs were. Just like a burnt CD that I stole from Napster.
Yeah. All I'm saying, though, is that's one of those songs, though, that, again, and it's just amazing how there's certain people. He had a unique look, the hair and everything, so that also was part of it. But
rest in power, my friend.
Yeah,
rest
just another one. Okay. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So let's get some calls on this because, you know, like we heard from a lot of you yesterday that felt like this is too much. But when you see the moment like you saw it last night, knowing there's still one more now to get the record, it was still at least a cool moment. Let's go to Chester and talk to Michael.
Hey, guys. First, the lead-in from Bart was wonderful. I agree with Bart and his perspective on PEDs. I think it's a part of the sport. And, you know, it's not to diminish what Judge has done at all. But I think that's definitely necessary to consider. I mean, I look at Bonds and I think prep and people are taking that and diminishing it, but it was still incredible. I know that's not a really big and popular take, but that's still a take. And I think that comes in. I'm a big Yankee fan. I mean,
Michael, you're giving us a great call, but your signal is not helping you out. The signal's dropping.
It's in Chester, New Jersey. I know why. It's tough out there.
Is it? All right.
It's by my hood and by Mendham.
Check in with us. We go to San Diego. Talk to Ernesto. Ernesto, what's up, E?
Not much, man. Coolio. I saw him in Tijuana, Mexico with Cypress Hill, and God, it was party.
How do you remember? You can't possibly remember anything from that.
How did you survive a cloud that was going around the whole place?
There's no way you remember much from that.
Well, I was told I was there, so that's all I want to say about that. But, man, hey, listen, man, you know what? This whole debate about whether it's a record or not, I mean, you Bart, man, when you played football, that was your livelihood. You didn't go to the grocery store or bag groceries in the evening when you weren't playing. And back then, that wasn't the livelihood. Even when the 2,000-yard rushing record, that wasn't their livelihood. That's your profession. That is what you're dedicated to. So for me, I mean, a record is record. Just like you play the teams in front of you, whether they're good or not, you have no control. And also, as far as them walking Aaron Judge, I hate it. Listen, I played sports all the way till high school, didn't play professional, but I'm still competitive. And I know you can agree with me, Bart, if you want to beat the best. If Aaron Judge breaks the home run record, when I'm an old man, I want to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, that year he broke the record, I struck him out. I was the one. He didn't get it off me. So I'm not going to walk him. I'm going to say I struck him out. He went 0 for on me.
But do you want to be looking like Chapman when Altuve sent him yard? Or do he wish he had
a win? Well, that's a lot different because what happens to it, and there was a Toronto pitcher, I don't remember which one it was.
You want to win the game,
who
though,
said,
right?
I don't want to be an answer to a trivia question.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's really what that was.
You don't want to be on Jeopardy. Who is? Yeah. Like, can't say your name.
A couple of things here real quick. Jesse Owens was, of course, 1936 Olympics.
Okay.
I said the 40s.
Yeah. Come on, stop. We don't have time to really get it.
Well, I want to get that stuff right. I mean, I should know. 1936 Olympics was a very famous, you know, well-known Olympics, and what Jesse Owens did, it should be a quick recall for someone like me.
No, you are,
and it
sports,
wasn't.
You
so
are
I apologize.
Sports encyclopedia. It's not to it.
But I didn't get that right.
People don't realize how quick it is, how hard it is to pull up data in your head when I throw a grenade nowhere. We ain't even talking about that. We knew we were going to talk about the Olympics. You would have knew about the Olympics. I just threw that out of nowhere. You didn't know where the hell I was going.
Just wait till you hear from Bill Belichick today. Talk about references that we're going to make. References. Yes, sir. Let's sneak one more in here. We got Ninko coming up in a couple of minutes. Let's go to LA and talk to Kevin about this. Kevin.
Hey, guys. I know everybody's getting all, you know, talked up about PEDs, but no one's talking about the ballparks. The ballparks are used. Okay. It was called the house that Ruth built because it was 280 feet down the right field line. You know, Roger Maris's 61st home run would have been a routine fly ball had he been hitting right-handed. Okay, if Aaron Judge was playing in San Francisco, okay, I doubt he'd be at 61 with triples alley. We have a green monster in Fenway. We've got pesky pole in right. We've got Crawford boxes in left.
Yeah.
Okay, the stadiums. Okay, everybody talks about how juiced up the players
but wait,
are.
But Kevin, I'm trying to figure
Judge's
out.
Judge's splits are really good, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you making the point that is this an argument about eras versus like the early days and now, or what is the? I'm trying to get the point you're making about the ballparks because everybody plays in the same ballparks now, right? They all play in the same ones. So the fact that
he's so far ahead.
What do you mean they don't? They all play in the same ballparks. Like when they travel around, they're all playing in different ballparks. If you're saying that Aaron Judge has 61 home runs because of Yankee Stadium, I'm dropping you because that means you didn't do your homework.
The splits are pretty much equal.
There is analytics that were out there that we have ESPN has put out. In fact, it was on Sunday Night Baseball that shows you that it was not Yankee Stadium that he has benefited from. That he has actually been an equal opportunity home run hitter, no matter where he is. So don't make the case.
Yeah, he's in Toronto
yesterday. Don't make
the
case that this is about Yankee Stadium and the short porch. Don't make that case because what he's doing is remarkable.
Yeah, don't.
Because he also has a triple crown going on right now.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. You could say it's just a Yankee record. It's not a big deal. You could say that. You could say a lot of things
that you could say it's
getting overplayed. You could say it doesn't matter. He's still 12 away from the record, the real record. You could say that too. But don't say that he's benefiting from playing in the new Yankee Stadium because that factually is not correct. All right. We have your calls. We'll continue with them. But we got to talk to, of course, some football here because we got week four coming up, and it's tonight, Thursday Night Football, and a very interesting matchup. And maybe for one player, it could be his opportunity to let everybody know he's arrived. We'll explain. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
From Mexico to Europe to the bright lights of Hollywood.
Chicharito is open. He plays it off to his.
After 10 years, 344 matches, and 127 goals with stints in Manchester United and Real Madrid, among other clubs, Javier Chicharito Hernandez took his dynamic goal-scoring and high-flying style to the LA Galaxy in 2020.
Chicharito, golazo, goal!
The Mexican international and all-time leading scorer for El Tri placed fourth in our expert poll.
Chicharito!
His 5.6 million Instagram followers placed sixth in social media.
Come on!
And he was the eighth most searched athlete in our survey, making him one of the most popular soccer players in the world, if not the galaxy.
Celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month on ESPN Radio. Bart and Han.
Now you know what I'm talking about now, right?
Slippity slide.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's it. 3-4 Yeah, rest in peace. Coolio, it's Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. We've got your calls. We'll keep them on hold. We will get to you momentarily as you all have that reaction about Aaron Judge hitting home run number 61. One more to go, though. One more to go. All right. But week four begins tonight. Dolphins and the Bengals, Thursday night action. Dolphins on the road, so none of that South Florida heat. Nothing out to their advantage right now.
Playing indoors.
Speaking of which, too, Fort Myers.
Our
friends down there. Let's just
prayers,
make sure that
prayers.
It's
a bad way.
It's going to be tough cleanup there, and we hope everybody's okay. Cleanup is easy to do as long as lives are spared. Rob Ninkovich joining us right now, ESPN NFL analyst, and of course on Get Up This Morning with Bart.
Ricky Bobby. I'm calling Ricky Bobby.
Why are you calling Ricky Bobby?
You ain't first, you last. They let me on that island all by myself.
Mm.
Here I am trying to land a plane on a joke.
Yeah, I was surprised that, Nink, that you didn't get the reference that Bart was making with the Bill Belichick day-by-day stuff.
It was so clever, too.
No, I didn't get it. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not like a big movie golf extraordinaire. Like, I'm sorry I didn't get it. We watched it, though. It is funny.
Nick.
It wasn't like, if it was a movie quote from The Hangover or, something that was a little more popular.
Meet the Parents?
Wow.
I mean, not everyone has seen Meet the Parents.
Okay, we're going to have to put that out to our listeners to see how many people have seen Meet the Parents.
How many people have seen Meet the Parents enough to where you could quote it?
Okay.
That's like a one-time movie watch. It's not like Dumb and Dumber or, The Hangover or Wedding Crashers, where you see that multiple times.
Hey Nico.
So,
Nico, I got nipples. Can you milk me?
One of the best lines from that movie. That was from Meet the Fockers, though, right?
No, that's the first one.
That isn't the first one. Like, there's so many lines from those movies that you forget which one it is. Yeah, I'm curious. All right, at us while we're doing this interview at Bart and Hahn, is Meet the Parents just a one watch movie, and that's why it's not quotable? Or do you feel like Bart? No. That's one of the most quotable movies ever. Let's see who's right while we're talking to Ninko. But meanwhile, we have a game tonight, though. And I thought one of the other debates this morning on Get Up, where you guys all were in unison, and I'm glad you were because we do get a little hysterical at times when it comes to week-to-week coverage of the NFL. Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins are 3-0. However, to put him in conversations about MVP and everything else, all of you collectively said, let's pump the brakes. Why would you all feel that way about him despite the success that they've had so far?
It's 3 weeks. Can we get a little bit more sample considering he hasn't played a full season in his career yet? And then he had to have surgery his senior season to fix an ankle. We don't know if he's going to play 17 weeks. The last time I checked, to be a MVP, you got to play the full season. So it's to be determined. Can he continue to do this at a high level through 17 weeks? We don't know yet. So if I can get a bigger sample size, I mean, even the Dolphins, they're 3-0. Great. But the Panthers were 3-0 last year.
Yep.
The Steelers were 11-0 at one point, and then they completely fell apart. So I need a little bit more sample size until I jump on the boat of MVP or the Dolphins are Super Bowl winning team. Like, well, let's just wait a little bit. I know the world we live in is all about, hyping stuff up quickly. So we'll see.
We talk about the matchup tonight with the Bengals and the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are feeling good about themselves. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but it looked like last week, maybe, just maybe, Joe Burrow is starting to get his feet underneath him. We know what a talent he is. There's no questions about, is he the truth? We know that he got the goods. And we thought that maybe they solidified the offensive line. Do you put that more on Joe Burrow, or do you put that on the offensive line as far as, the improvement of it? Because if he continues to get hit like he did in the first 2 weeks, this will be maybe a shortened season for him as well.
Well, I think Joe Burrow has got, you know, listen, the guy had a appendicitis and had his appendix removed. So, you know, missing some time in training camp, not playing in any preseason games, I don't think that helps you come in week one and just look like you did at the, in the Super Bowl when you almost came back. So I think that you got to give him a little bit more time to settle down a little bit. I'll put that on him. I'm sure he puts it on himself. I'm holding the ball too long. I'm trying to push it to Chase too much. I'm looking at Chase too long. But I really think they're going to get it together. And let's not forget last week, the Miami Dolphins almost punted the ball in the butt crack of their CP, personal protector, and almost lost that football game. The ball bounced back into the end zone. That's a touchdown Buffalo win. So, you know, they lucked out a little bit, like you said. Sometimes a little lucky. They could have lost that game with that the butt kick. But, again, I think you look at Cincinnati – I really think they're going to start to put it together here, settle down a little bit. I don't think they're panicked at all. I mean, you could listen to Joe Burrow in all of his interviews early in the season. You know, we're going to be fine. We're going to get it back together. We're going to come together. I think tonight will be a very interesting game. I want to see on a short one, is it his back? You know, you almost want it to be his back, not his coconut, considering he did get up shaking his head and then fell all over the place. So, you know, I think Cincinnati gets it done.
You called it the butt pump punt, right? You called it the butt pump?
He called it the butt kick.
The butt kick. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we should put it out there on our Twitter as well. I mean, look at all this content that Nico's giving us.
He is.
The butt kick, some people call it the butt punt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it the anal enema.
Oh, that was probably too far.
So I want our fans and our listeners to say which one should we go, because I think it deserves a name. We're gonna call it the butt fumble from Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
we got to have a butt something. I'm going with anal enema.
That's
what about a pigskin enema?
Yeah. So, I mean, so we got four of them out there: pigskin enema, anal enema.
The enema?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself now.
the butt punt and the butt kick.
Yeah. Let's just put that in the past. Maybe we should just do that instead. Hey, Nico, before we let you go, I just want to read you some tweets. You ready? So Will said, "Nah, Nico, meet the parents is highly quotable." He said, "You're no longer in the circle of trust." Well done.
I like it. You brought that back.
Jay Ortiz, "Meet the Parents is a must stop and watch whenever I come across it." Smitty said, "Bart's 100% correct. Meet the Parents is a classic, one of the most underrated movies. And yes, milking the cat scene is hilarious." Jonathan, "Meet the Parents, all-time quotable movie." Matt, "Meet the Parents is a great movie and definitely more than a one-watch movie." There's more, but I won't waste your time. I think you're in the minority.
I can think of Circle of Trust. I don't have many quotes, but like Erroneous, I think of Wedding Crashers.
Yes, you know, Erroneous is a great one.
Like, I can think of many quotes.
Same actor, though, as well, though. Owen Wilson.
That's true, yeah. That's true. One of the
Maverick, right? Remember, he's Maverick.
That's another.
That's
the pool scene.
She was a tiger cat. Remember, she's a tiger cat.
I'll accept defeat on this one. Everyone else, everyone listen. Okay, Nico's wrong.
All good.
Hey, Nico,
more than a one watch.
Homework is to watch it.
When you have the sequels, it's tough. You know, when you have multiple.
Yeah, Little
movies,
Fockers was too
tough.
Far.
Yeah,
Little Fockers definitely was too
Nico,
far.
Nico, if they ever need a sponsor for the Bronny Paul Bunyan, man, you are the perfect look for that.
Oh, no doubt.
You were born
100%
to be the Bronny man, right? You should be the face of Bronny.
You should be doing commercials.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And Paul Bunyan.
That's right. Yeah. I think we should pitch that. I'm going to get my agent on it.
Let's work on it.
Let's get Leb on it.
Huh? Let's do it.
Let's get Mark on it.
Let's make him some money.
Yeah, Nico,
thanks so much, man. All the best.
All right. See you guys.
All right, Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, and of course, not a fan. Meet the Fockers. But we'll get them to watch. Meet the Parents, all that stuff. We'll get them to watch. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls next. Spartan Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN app.
Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. I really, like, Nico seemed like the type of guy that would... Like, he knows movies, can quote him. Like, he's that kind of guy, right?
Yeah, man.
He's definitely the guy that made the locker room more fun. You know that about him. So I was really surprised that he had that to say about this movie. Because this movie's got a million lines in it.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. He's close.
Yeah, no, he's definitely close, but that one shocked me. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Brooklyn, talk to Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, guys, how you doing? How you doing? All right. But, man, you hit the nail on the head with that movie. How did they forget? Make it rain! Nice! Man, how did they forget that? That's iconic.
Make It Rain is from Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
Close really? Enough,
though. Yeah, that's from Along Came Polly. That's not on my page anymore?
I think that's Mika. That's not.
Remember, they're playing volleyball. It was like, hey, Greg, if we put one up, you think you can hit it? Nobody's expecting much from you.
Oh, man. Damn. But great movie, though.
Yeah, Make It Rain is Philip Seymour Hoffman, rest in peace. What a great scene that is. But that's Ben Stiller. That's the movies that he makes. Thank you, Marcus. And we do that, though. That's what we do with movies.
Marcus didn't even know that you went boomerang on him. I don't think he realized.
When I said Marcus.
Lady Eloise.
Anytime I meet somebody named Marcus, it's the first thing
Marcus.
I think of.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Love should have brought your ass home last night.
What a great line. Is that not like the best in the movie itself? When she delivers that line, if you're the director, you're not like cut, wrap, print. Like, that's it. She nailed it. The feels.
How you gonna do Halle Berry like that?
Halle Berry.
Robin Givens is fine, though.
Huh?
Robin Givens is fine.
In that movie?
Man.
Did you do the feet thing? Were you the one that like would pull the sheets up?
Nah, but man, if somebody ever gave me money while I was laying there, talk about for the ticket and stuff, I feel like a piece of used trash. Like, oh man, like
did she just leave?
That's what made that movie so good. Is like how quickly it flipped. Like she was so cold blooded in that movie.
Got to coordinate.
And then there's that, right? David Alan Greer's in that movie. Who else is in that? Like this?
John Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence.
That's right. Martin Lawrence is in that too.
Yeah.
See, that's a movie too that I would hope.
Barry, Robin Givens.
Now, do you think Ninko has seen that movie?
Nah, definitely not.
Boomerang.
He said
we need to make a list of Barton Hahn movies you must have seen.
Yeah.
Otherwise you won't get the show.
Or you ain't down.
Or you won't get you won't get the show.
Yeah.
That's definitely on the list.
Boomerang. Man.
If you haven't seen Boomerang, let us know.
It made me want to be a businessman. I just wanted a suit, chicks, and a briefcase.
We're back in 10 seconds. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers. Apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. We have your calls on Aaron Judge, the home run chase, how you recognize the home run leader, the record, as I said. I wonder if that becomes a little topic of debate among people. You heard Roger Maris Jr. say, Aaron Judge is clean. So if he gets to 62, that should be recognized as the record. How do you feel about that? News from Barton Hahn Nation. We go to Tucson and talk to Robert, who hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Robert?
Hi, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a comment about Barry Bonds' record. Okay, all I hear is, he still had to hit the ball. Well, Lance Armstrong won, 7 Tour de France's in a row?
Yep.
He still had to ride the 2,100 miles in 23 days, didn't he? So why is Barry Bonds having to hit the ball make his record okay, even though he was allegedly cheating and Lance Armstrong is, stripped of everything?
Lance will argue, too, that he competed against other cyclists who were also juicing.
I mean, and that's the argument for Barry Bonds.
Like, it is, because it was
an era that pitchers, and we didn't know who was clean and who was dirty. So if it was a level playing field, then how can you ignore the records?
That's what it
just
is.
Just like the dead ball era, the live ball era, they juiced the baseballs a couple years ago. They were just flying off
bats.
I agree
with that, too. The fact that they changed the baseball and then pitchers started having record performances, and now that's a record, though.
Yeah. When I saw Brett Gardner, a.k.a. Bruce Willis in Die Hard, he had that career year, man, hell no.
Yeah, Brady Anderson.
Come on, son.
We go to Montana and talk to Jack, who hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Just I was listening about Roger Maris and you guys talking about Judge doing this. But what about, what do you guys think about how it's been 61 years? And isn't that crazy that it stood for 61 years?
That, well, yeah.
That's beautiful, especially because he broke
the Yankee
broke,
record, but, yeah. You mean. The Yankee record stood for 61 years. Of course, as you know, that it in 1998,
it
61,
fell with Salsa, yeah.
Right, was
but also
beat by two men.
Also, the fact that you know it only took Roger maybe, what 20 years to take down Babe's record. And just think about the vitriol that he faced, you know.
Well, that was another whole other side story to it, is the fact that Maris, nobody considered him a real Yankee because he was not drafted a Yankee, he wasn't born a Yankee. They all loved Mantle. They wanted Mantle to do it.
Yeah.
If anybody was going to take it from Babe, they wanted Mantle to be the guy. There was a lot of that was going on that he had to put up with, but, you know, he ended up getting it. But, what Jack's saying is for as far as a Yankee perspective,
records are meant to be broken.
You know, Judge had 52,
yeah,
right, previously.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen.
Pete Alonso had 55.
Go away.
Somehow, some way he had to.
Why do you always have to incorporate Pete Alonso?
Eventually, we're going to have to talk about it.
No.
We're going to have to talk about the fact that the Mets had a tremendous performance yesterday by a great player.
Right. We go to Michigan and talk to Owen. Owen, how you doing, Owen?
Good, guys. How about yourself?
Good.
So, yeah, you're talking about the Aaron Judge. I honestly believe, yeah, he should have the record. Honestly, he deserves it. You know, that whole drama this upcoming season about, is New York going to pay him the big money? Are they not going to pay him the big money? This is a statement from Aaron Judge. He's showing, hey, I deserve that big money.
Well, now, that's the part.
So much pressure on the Yankees organization because Judge has become the face. We thought it was going to be Trout. We thought it was going to be Tatis. He got popped.
They're trying to make everybody else the face.
Aaron
this
Judge,
guy's the face. Go ahead, say
so
it.
So do you want to pay for the face of baseball? Do you want to pay? It's a luxury tax for that. I don't care if you're a Yankee or not.
Equal value to both sides. It's more valuable for Judge to be in New York. It's more valuable for the Yankees to have Aaron Judge.
You got the
equal
Dodgers, though.
Value.
Could you imagine him and Betts playing next to each other?
They can't pay everybody.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. We have a football game to talk about. Thursday Night Football tonight. Is Tua living up to the early hype? We'll discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Lamar Jackson is below Tua.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was.
Tua was 6 in odds.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, because you was betting on
yes.
Him.
It's Friday with KJ and Max. It all starts at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.